Jessica Loves Soccer, written by Joel Slade, illustrated by David Cockcroft. Jessica loves soccer. Jessica loved playing soccer. She often played with her older twin brothers, Jason and Jamal. "Jessica is a good soccer player," said Jason. "Yes, for a girl," added Jamal. The twins played for the under-10s neighborhood soccer team. They were called the Red Dragons. Their team had reached the final of the city soccer championships. They would be playing the Sharks. On the morning of the big game, the twins were very excited. When they arrived at the soccer field, they knew something was wrong. Their coach and the rest of the team looked miserable. "What's wrong?" asked Jason. "Four of our players have chicken pox," said coach. "We only have 10 players. The rules say we must have 11 players. If we don't have 11, we can't play. The Sharks will then win the championship." "We thought of everything," said Mike, the team captain. "There's nobody under 10 that can play for us." "That was Jessica." Everyone laughed. "She's a girl," said Mike. "She's so small," said Dan. "But she's a good player," said Jason. "For a girl," said Jamal. "It doesn't matter if she doesn't even kick the ball. With 11 players, we'll be able to play the game." "Welcome to the Red Dragon," said the coach. Jessica beamed with a huge smile. Jessica told coach not to move from the center circle. She was not to kick the ball. She was there to make up numbers. The teams lined up ready to play. The boys on the Sharks team pointed at Jessica. They laughed at her because her shirt was big and it reached her knees. The Sharks were a very good team. After 5 minutes of play, they scored a goal. The Dragons were missing some of their best players. At halftime, the score was Sharks 2, Dragons 1. Jessica had not touched the ball. The second half, the Dragons were determined to try harder. Since Jessica was told just to stand in the center circle, it was like the team was one player short. After 5 minutes to play, Jason kicked the ball high across the Sharks' goal. Jamal jumped as high as he could. He hit the ball hard with his forehead. The ball whizzed past the Sharks' goalkeeper. Jamal scored a spectacular goal to make the score Sharks 2, Dragons 2. Jessica decided it was time to help. She left the center circle. The Shark didn't even notice her moving towards the goal. Even her teammates didn't notice her. If she was invisible. One of the Sharks kicked the ball back to the goalkeeper. Jessica ran to the ball and reached it before the goalie. Jessica kicked the ball as hard as she could. The Sharks goalie dived to stop the ball. Jessica's kick was too powerful. She scored the winning goal. The referee blew the whistle in the end of the game. The Dragons were the champions. "You're a great soccer player," said coach. "Yes, for a girl," added Jamal. The end.